This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Just stepped outside. Didn't expect hail, but that happened. Rude, sudden transition from a sunny, warm weekend, at least where I was, to today, or yesterday, I guess. Bills over the Jets on Monday Night Football, and then...
radio interview.
Eric, then the trade for Amari Cooper. Are you good? You having some car stuff going on today?
I am. Yeah, I am. Hopefully, checking out of the dealership shortly. Came back to a flat tire about noon in Louisville, and at the airport. So getting it to somewhere to get fixed has been quite the adventure today.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. So I imagine with that said, though, you're up on all the news here, all right? We're not breaking Amari Cooper trade news to you. You're aware, right?
I haven't had anything to do all day except for to track the news and to stay up to date on everything that is Davante Adams, Amari Cooper, and all the other news going on today.
Well, we'll get into some of the game, of course, but how badly needed for you, Eric, was a wide receiver move? And then we'll talk about Cooper as well. But was this something you thought the Bills needed to do?
I do. And, you know, and I think part of it is because of the game plan that teams are putting against the Bills. The Ravens, starting in week four, said, okay, well, we're not just going to play zone defense and let Josh Allen make smart decisions over and over on us. We're going to play press man defense, try to contain Josh in the pocket, and bring blitzes, and you're not going to be able to separate. And that worked for a couple weeks. Last night was a better performance, but even in so, you know, the need for an immediate help on the outside at wide receiver seemed imminent, and I'm glad the Bills made the move.
Yeah, I thought last night, like, the numbers certainly looked much better than they did a week ago in Houston. It's hard not to improve on 9 for 30, for crying out loud. But even with that said, I thought a lot of what they did through the air was sort of off, you know, out of structure type stuff from Allen. And so it's been a few weeks since we've seen, like, any sort of a consistent winning passing game from the pocket. And that makes me feel like he's having doubts about Guy's ability to make plays for him and get open downfield. So hopefully Cooper addresses that.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a proven wide receiver. And look, with Shakir getting banged up against Baltimore, not being able to play, against Houston, you know, this also gives you some insurance throughout the season in case he were to go down again. And he was very limited last night. And so while he heals up, you get another proven wide receiver on the outside. And, you know, the Davante Adams situation, like, would he have been welcome to Buffalo? Of course. But then you're mortgaging your future to get it done, if you could even get it done with the salary cap for this year. And so the fact that the Bills were able to make this move, and it seems to be, or it is, very cap friendly. And yes, you give up a third round pick and a seventh, but you get a
We got you, Eric? All right, hang on.
Reconnecting. And a sixth. There, I'll finish the... That's where he left off with what else the Bills are getting back after sending a sixth and a third to Cleveland.
Which way does that go? Who gets the sixth? Who gets the seventh?
Cleveland gets the seventh and a third. The Bills get Cooper and a sixth.
Okay. So the Browns tell the Bills they want a third-round pick. The Bills try to keep their dignity, their self-respect. Like, all right, we'll just throw in a sixth. And then Cleveland says, it's a year later, too. So Cleveland says, all right, we will, but throw in a seventh the following year, and then we're good. That's how that goes?
I guess, back and forth, so, on that? I didn't know for sure on the years on all that, but yeah, okay.
I think so.
That is how that goes.
Eric, you were saying?
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. No, but in the terms they were able to get it done as well, you give up a third and a seventh, you get back a sixth, but then how cap-friendly this is where you don't have to mortgage your future in order to bring in a guy for this year. To me, the fact that Bean was able to get it done, I think it's welcomed by myself and, you know, all Bills fans out there.
What I would love to know about Brandon Bean and his thoughts throughout this offseason into the season is just how prepared he might have been mentally, Eric, to do something like this eventually. I mean, so much of the offseason conversation about this team has been, well, what about the loss of Stephon Diggs? And the Bills sort of built their room, and maybe Bean thought it would work, or maybe he might have guessed that it would be week six-ish. And yeah, you know, even without a big injury, there's still probably a need for someone, you know, like a wide receiver one type. And he would have been right. I mean, evidently, he would have been right in thinking that by October, a player like this would have been available. I mean, it maybe isn't always true, but if that was his bet this year, he was proven right. I just wonder what he has really thought about what this receiver group was and what it would amount to, and maybe just how ready this whole time he's been to make a move like this.
Yeah, that's a great question. It'd be one I would love for some clarity on, because you know, you go through 3 weeks, and it seemed like your off-season plan with the wide receiver core was working, and maybe, you know, in the future was, okay, we're going to, when we have some more cap room, maybe we add, you know, a bigger name at receiver, a more proven receiver, or maybe Keon Coleman or Khalil Shakir, you have other guys develop into that spot. But after weeks 4 and 5, you know, I think he saw the same things we were all seeing, and that, you know, we were really struggling to get open against man coverage, so you go and make a move.
How do you think the receivers that are here receive this news? Because I mean, they've been living in this, you know nobody cares about stats, everybody eats thing, and now here comes a guy that, I mean, clearly outranks everyone in the room kind of by a lot. How do you anticipate the receivers all reacting to this news?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, you got young guys in Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir that are probably very excited to learn from an Amari Cooper, to add him to the room. It seems like the character of, you know, most of the guys that the Bills carry on their roster would say anybody that we can bring in to help the team helps us all. Now, you know, receivers are sometimes a different breed, and there's generally some selfishness when you look at receivers in general, but I would imagine that for the most part, they're excited. Are there guys kind of in that maybe 4 and 5 spot in the wide receiver room that are saying, okay, well, there goes my touches. There's probably that feeling as well.
What is the center's reputation, by the way, in this sport? I mean, wide receivers are branded as divas. What about centers? Are they know-it-alls? What are centers?
That's a great question. Potentially a know-it-all, because we're the one that are the most vocal up front, and everyone's kind of got to follow our direction. I would say O-linemen in general are portrayed as breeding pretty unselfish players. You know, when we get our name called, it's generally not a good thing. So, you know, we all have to band together. You have that mentality of teamwork. I mean, from my perspective, some of the strongest reputation on the team.
No offense, by the way. I felt like that had to be something negative.
Like, you have branded something good. It has to be something sort of like a negative facet of the reputation. That's why I went there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, reputation for being overweight, not the most athletic on the team, probably not the most attractive.
Well, but you said it.
But super smart. right. Well, back to my question about how the receivers will react to this. Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Bills are releasing Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So not to be cute, but like his reaction is probably like, damn.
His reaction is, thanks for having me back, Kansas City.
Right.
Okay, well, so when I was referring to, you know, the fourth or fifth guys on the roster, right. I'm referring to him.
Right.
And probably to an extent, Mac Hollins. Now, Mac Hollins throughout his career has been a role player at receiver and then a very quality special teams player. So he goes back to what he has been throughout his career and likely what he envisioned for the most part when he signed with the Bills this offseason.
Well, Eric, we'll see about Cooper and his impact. There's a long way to go this year. Do you have any opinion of the player? This is the third time he's been traded. He's had some very big games and 7 1,000-yard seasons in the league. Difficult year this year. That might be putting it nicely.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy with a strong reputation throughout the NFL. Quality route runner. Seems to be a no-drama type of player. And, you know, he's 6'1", he runs a 4.4, you know, athletic. I mean, he's, you know, thought of enough coming out of college that he was the number 4 overall draft pick, and he's had a quality career. And then, you know, a guy like that to go from the situation he's in Cleveland right now to being able to come to the Bills, play with Josh Allen at this point of his career. He's in year 10. You know, you're desperately trying to go make a run at a Super Bowl, chase a ring. You know, he's got to be ecstatic coming to the Bills.
Can we pivot to the game last night? What stands out? Obviously, a much-needed win, no question about that. Was a hard game to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Really, with all the penalties on both sides, you're just bracing for a flag every time anything good or bad happens to either side. What are your takeaways from the Bills winning to get to 4-2?
Yeah, it's a good win. It's a division win on the road. That Jets team was charged up last night. You have that interim coach, one game bump in effort intensity, and you know, from the jump, it seemed like they were playing a lot more inspired football than maybe they had at times this season. And, you know, you take care of business and you get the win. Was it pretty? Absolutely not. You say it's hard to watch. It's hard to call a game when every time the play ends, there's a flag down. Okay, so I'm on the broadcast. Brownie provides the what, and I'm providing the why. Well, it's hard for me to, you know, formulate a thought when I'm wondering if the officials are about to cut in at this moment to interrupt,
right,
to explain what these offsetting penalties or the double flags are on each and every play. So the flow of the game was pretty wild. And, you know, the Bills, this last night was a game where you have some things go against you. You have the Hail Mary situation at the end of the half and a missed extra point, a missed field goal. They, of course, missed two field goals as well. But it's a good win, and it gets you back on track. It's the end of a three-game road trip, and you get one of those wins, and now you're sitting at 4-2, and it was huge. I mean, you go down to 3-3, and you lose another AFC game, and you know a game against another team, a team in the division. We're sitting here today, and there's not a whole lot of optimism.
And was there any speculation about there being a door in MetLife Stadium after all that somebody opened with all the missed kicks?
Potentially. It, like we mentioned on the roundtable yesterday, it was windy in there. And I couldn't believe with a closed-off stadium, the way that structure is, that it could be that windy at field level. I believe the wind died down some from, you know, that all the reports, like when ESPN was showing coverage of the NFL Live crew and their hair is going all which ways and their paperwork. I think it died down from that point up until game time, but not a strong showing by the kickers last night. And if we're going to get to a Tyler Bass take now, it was just interesting to me last night, the comments after the game when asked where his confidence level was in Tyler Bass. Sean McDermott didn't say anything about his confidence level. He just said he knows he needs to make those kicks. So whether there will be news in that situation or you just hope that Tyler Bass can right the ship, we'll see on that.
There's a little bit of a cap penalty awaiting the Bills if they do move on him, which maybe is why they haven't. But yeah, that was not a great night for him, obviously.
How about Ray Davis stepping in to the void left by James Cook being inactive with the toe/foot injury? It seemed like a lot of juice there, Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. And you draft a running back in the fourth round, you expect him to play and play a role in the team. And he hasn't had a ton of work this year. He's a guy who I've saw plenty of and saw too much of in college when he finished his career at Kentucky. And he was very dynamic against my Louisville Cardinals last year in our rivalry game. And so I got to see him some in college and understood what he could potentially bring to the table. And oftentimes running backs like him, a 220-pound back, a lot of times those guys got to get in. You know, it helps any running back, it helps any player on the field to get into the rhythm of the game, to not go in and spell your Pro Bowl running back for a play or two and feel like, well, if I don't make the most of this opportunity, if I don't take this one for 8 yards, I'm probably not going to get another carry. So you're maybe pressing at times. And so to see him get the full workload last night and show up in such a big way, it was awesome for the young man. And tell you what, I enjoyed his post-game press conference too. Just seems like a really refreshing young man. But, you know, it's exciting to see him perform like that last night. Likely gives him a bunch of confidence moving forward. Obviously gives Joe Brady confidence in him to dial him up a little bit more as James Cook comes back from this toe injury.
I'm thinking about the Hail Mary. Eric, will you join me this election season in voting yes on Proposition 8B that prohibits the Bills from ever again calling a timeout on defense? I mean, just why is there always the timeout to get sort of prepared when this happens? I mean, I know it's not always, but there are some pretty famous examples, and this is another.
This is. I'll also say that Sean McDermott's had some good, you know, whether it's him or Bobby Babich, whoever coaching on the sideline, you know, when they take that snapshot, being able to go and say, okay, this was the look they gave. These are the plays they generally run in this. Coach up your guys on the sideline, send them back out there. If they switch their play, hopefully they got out of their best play in that situation. They're moving to another one. But, yeah, I mean, you know, looking back, you likely have a different defensive front. You're lucky it doesn't cost you the game in the end. But, yeah, I just felt like, you know, when the Jets got the ball back with 23 seconds left, you're thinking, okay, best case scenario, they give Zerline an attempt and a long field goal. And then when they guarded the sidelines, Rodgers throws one up in the end zone. And you're like, you get that pit in your stomach as soon as that ball goes up in your air and up in the air. And originally it was ruled an incompletion. And then the other official comes in the other side and makes the correct call for a touchdown. Yeah, that was That was not ideal in the moment.
I was surprised they even tried to do anything. I mean, this is the Jets here. I was impressed that they even ran a play from 23 seconds. 20 to 10. I was expecting them not to do that, but I was wrong, and that happens. Can you... I almost can defend the strategy there. I don't know why it has to be edge rushers. I mean, they only have so many DBs, and maybe it's okay, but just, I mean, redefining the term edge by having your edge rushers on the, literally on the sidelines. Right. I mean, I've never even conceived of a strategy like that.
I know, and it's interesting because prior to that play, I was saying, okay, the Jets have, what'd they have, 12 seconds left. And so we would always say, and no timeouts, so we would always say, or sorry, they had, what was it, 8 seconds, regardless. Yeah, I think it was 8 seconds, and we would always say, like, our cutoff was generally 13 seconds. So if we have 13 seconds left, we can run a slant route and then all get organized in time to be able to spike the football. Anything less than that, the half's likely going to run out on you or the end of the game. And so, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, well, let's protect the sideline. So they got to complete this ball inbounds. And so I thought it was interesting too, that Zerline's career long on a field goal was 61. So they had Epinesa and Rousseau kind of right around the 41 yard line, trying to like keep them out of Zerline field goal range. But then you might not have as many guys back as you needed to. And, you know, looking back, obviously they'd have a different plan. I'm sure that's not something they work on a ton. So, okay, well, when those guys go deep, maybe, you know, your 2 6'5", 6'6" defensive ends run back deep and maybe help bat that ball down.
Makes sense to me. Well, that game is behind them. It's a great place to be here as we wrap, Eric. I mean, 4-2, a game and a half up on Miami, 2 on the Jets. You've beaten both of them on the road already. It hasn't been a perfect ride so far, but the Bills are in a great position. Now this addition of Amari Cooper is very exciting. Tennessee this week here. This is about the biggest favorite the Bills will be at all this year. It certainly is the biggest favorite they've been. By 9 against the Titans. The Titans seem to have a pretty good defense, good secondary especially. So not like such a perfectly easy mark here for the Bills, but offensively they're kind of, at least in the passing game, they seem like they're kind of nowhere.
Yeah, this is a team that has really struggled on offense. Their defense statistics are really good. Like you mentioned, good secondary. They have Simmons up front, they have Landry up front. Both those guys are really good players, but you also got to take into the fact that when the other team's offense is like when the Titans' offense is that bad, teams aren't going to really be pressing that defense as much as maybe they would if they felt like they had to keep up with pace. But I'm not going to lie and act like I've watched a ton of Titans football. I've seen plenty of Will Levis lowlights this season. Their quarterback, he seems to do just something baffling each and every week, and so this should be an opportunity for the Bills defense to have a big week. And then offensively, did a lot better things last night. And even though you have just 23 points on the scoreboard last night, you feel good about, you know, kind of where the offense sits after two really bad weeks against the Ravens and the Texans.
Thank you, Eric. And for yesterday, good luck with your car, and we will talk next Monday.
All right, appreciate it, guys, and sorry about the technical difficulties at the start.
It's okay.
It's all right, man. We made it work. Eric Wood's appearance here on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown.
Open lines at 803-0550. Amari Cooper, how big a get is this for the Bills? And your thoughts on last night's game, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Back after the update, Ross Tucker at 5. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.